is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live once again. 24 April 2019, going into Memorial Day weekend. Thanks again to Brian Garish of the ukcolumn.org. That's ukcolumn.org, their specific website. That TV-formatted alternative news broadcast out of the UK that runs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 7 a.m. to us Central Timers, very early, but 1 p.m. local time in the UK. It was great to have Brian on the show. His co-producer of UK Column, Mike Robinson, was on the show back on March 5th. You can go on the archive here at republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org, of course, and check out that March 5th broadcast. You might have to dig around a little bit, but Mike gives a very intelligent and in-depth summation of the Brexit non-exit, the Brexit scam, which continues to this day as they broadcast yesterday on their most recent show. Now, a couple quick comments about Memorial Day. Henry Macko, a noted Canadian blogger, has posted similar comments, but I have some thoughts of my own. As we go into this Memorial Day, and it's here we go again, you know, this annual holiday, hopefully people will be careful on the roads. We have to consider the state of affairs with the military, and this is just some brief observations. Americans venerate the military to a great extent, and I get that. I'm not finding any fault, or we shouldn't fault the young men and women that do put on the uniform, feeling they're doing the right thing and doing their very best. For many of them, it's a job. Let's face it, there's economic conscription going on. We don't have a draft because we don't really need one. Yes, the economy is improving somewhat under Donald Trump, in many ways quite markedly. The stock market is, of course, not the be-all and end-all barometer of that, and jobs are up somewhat. The Chinese tariffs will help in the long run, I believe, but there's still a lot of homelessness, a lot of economic conscription to where young men and women feel they don't have a lot of viable alternatives, especially those out of the lower and middle classes, and they sign up for the military, often for admirable motives, but also because it can be just a job. And accordingly, we have to consider what the military is, and we have to consider foreign policy. The military is only as good as the foreign policy that we have. If the foreign policy is bad, the military then is carrying out the wrong missions and unwittingly, in most cases, doing the wrong thing, because the current foreign policy is designed to consolidate the world, to topple governments in a proactive fashion to a large extent, to make the world safe for the bankers and the Bilderbergers and the private governeers, the private the private government. There's so many ways you can describe it. My goodness. So this privately run world state that they're trying to put together is mainly behind the direction of foreign policy through the CFR, through the Bilderbergers, through the Trilateral Commission, and that collaborates with our government. And then our government carries out these missions, and our best and brightest, the flower of our youth, as they used to say in World War I, is sent off on these wild goose chases, on all these policing missions, where there's really no beginning, there's no middle, there's no end. No one would even know what victory looks like, let alone the so-called wars, which are really police actions being winnable. So the guns of the state are not really controlled. We're asked to have gun control here, but the guns of the state, up to and including nuclear weapons and all sorts of other terrifying conventional weapons that are almost as bad as nuclear weapons, such as the MOB bomb and things like that, are turned on foreign countries. We never really know the nitty-gritty reasons as to why. So, yes, Memorial Day historically and in some ways is worth noting. Our soldiers are worth venerating, but the overall military industrial complex, banker, media mogul, insider, private government apparatus is not altogether an admirable thing. So we really have to stop and think whether you're a novice to this kind of thinking or whether you've heard this sort of thing before or somewhere in between. We have to strongly reflect on what Memorial Day is really about, and that is remembering soldiers that were used and abused, sent on untenable missions in many cases to enforce a new world order, whether they knew it or not. That's the realism, sobering though it may be, that we need to take into account, whereas we otherwise, of course, honor those that have served past and present for having the courage and tenacity to do so, despite the economic pressures that are often more of the motivator to get into the military in the first place than simply serving one's country, although in many cases it's both. That being said, in the next half hour of today's show, the final 30 minutes, I'm going to bring Laura Presley on of True Texas Elections LLC. She's going to tell us about a very pivotal bill that's on the other Capitol Hill. That's the Austin legislature, the Texas state lawmakers. And so stick around for the second half to hear Laura Presley tell you about some very important developments and very important legislation on election integrity and transparency. So stick around. Now, all that being said, I did a little extension from what the UKcolumn.org broadcast in yesterday's show. I happened to watch the archived show this morning as I was getting my Java together. And we've all, of course, heard about all the deplatforming and censorship of any news outlets that are not pretty much lockstep, goose-stepping mainstream. But what I call actually the mass media cartel. Mainstream media is too soft of a term anymore and really misleading. So you have all this deplatforming, people having YouTube accounts shut down, being frozen on ice in a while in Facebook, similar with Twitter. You got people trying to get what they believe is the real truth out to counter the mainstream media propaganda. And we've all heard of this censorship, this deplatforming, this shutting down of channels, defunding people, making it impossible for them to receive credit card payments online, which happened to American Free Press, among others. So cutting into revenue, turning off or completely dissolving PayPal accounts as well. So it's not just challenging the message of the alternative media, which includes Republic Broadcasting, but dipping into the ability or thwarting the ability of alternative media to make whatever modest amount of money that it can. But there's a new kid on the block, as I learned, and it's called NewsGuard. We're all going to want to know about NewsGuard. I believe it's newsguard.com. It's all one word, NewsGuard, just like it sounds. And this is a really interesting development here, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, it's backed by the Pritzker family, a Jewish family out of Chicago, Illinois, one of the wealthiest of all American families, according to the Forbes rating. They own TransUnion, the credit rating agency TransUnion. They own the Hyatt hotel chain and scores of other things. And the connection here is that NewsGuard, which is going to provide an app for people to put into their browsers and help them rate and score and grade news organizations to make sure that they warn us about fake news. NewsGuard, one of its investors is Blue Haven Initiative. That's the Blue Haven Initiative. Very interesting here. Now, this wealthy Pritzker family, one of the richest families in the States, according to Forbes, as I noted, one of the notable members is one Leslie Ann Pritzker, who is now married. Her married name is Leslie Pritzker Simmons. She married Ian Simmons, who's an heir, get this, an heir to the Erie Canal itself. He's in that financial peerage. And Leslie and her husband, Ian, co-founded the Blue Haven Initiative. And I want to make a footnote here that Leslie Ann Pritzker is also known as the initially child actress Leslie Matthews, an heir to the Hyatt Hotel chain. And she was in movies as a child, but also as an adult, as a notable character in the movie Air Force One. But the Blue Haven Initiative, one of the principal financiers and investors of NewsGuard, has these two co-chairing it and co-founding it. And the Pritzker family, excuse me, backed Hillary Clinton's campaign, of all people, the Hillary Clinton campaign for president in 2008 and in her ill-fated run in 2016, which she still, to this day, has not gotten over losing. Of course, it gets much broader and deeper here. The Pritzker family, and I've talked about the Chicago Council on Global Affairs this past Monday. I had footage, audio footage, from the former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who was once the mayor of Denver, now a foreign policy guy. That's his big raison d'etre these days. And that's because he went to Bilderberg last year. At least that's a reason, in Turin, Italy, for his first time at a Bilderberg meeting. And all of a sudden, he wants to be president. And he's among the Democratic hopefuls running for the Democratic nomination against Trump in the 2020 election. And you can hear a sizable length of audio footage from him speaking to this Chicago CFR on this past Monday show on the RBN archive. Now, there's more connections here. This is all very interesting with NewsGuard. So here's Blue Haven Initiative, one of the principal investors in NewsGuard. NewsGuard is going to watch your news for you and keep you away from that damaging fake news. You've got the heir to the Hyatt fortune and the heir to the Erie Canal fortune co-founding it and co-chairing Blue Haven Initiative. They supported, as I noted, Hillary Clinton in her last two presidential bids. And, of course, that's not a big surprise, at least in the sense that Hillary comes out of the same political Chicago machine. She was originally from Chicago, not Arkansas. Some people forget that. The same machine as Barack Obama and Bill Ayers and things like that. Bill Ayers, of course, being the infamous co-conspirator in the Weather Underground with Bernadine Dorn, who committed actual terrorist acts on U.S. soil back in the 1960s, 70s, somewhere in there. Well, the Pritzker family also had its name recently attached to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs annual Forum on Global Cities. They now call it the Pritzker Forum on Global Cities, and that's a pretty new development, either this year or it started last year. But what's interesting there is the CCGA, the Chicago Council, which used to be called the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations until that name got a little sticky, perhaps. They had it changed. And at any rate, so now this Pritzker family that's behind NewsGuard is also behind the Forum on Global Cities. And as the unknown Bilderberg meeting comes up, as we noted in a recent broadcast, as I've noted, they're lying very low this year. Bilderberg doesn't want to let anyone know when and where they're meeting till the last possible moment. My intel tells me the date is May 29 through June 2nd or so, but that's not altogether firm. It's firmer than it was a few days ago, but the exact location and date, or excuse me, location and venue is not known. But that makes a definite connection with the Bilderberg interests and the Pritzker family via the Chicago Council on Global Cities, the Pritzker Forum on Global Cities, rather, carried out by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, which had the last year's Bilderberg attendee, as noted, John Hickenlooper, former Colorado governor, this past Monday speaking to the CCGA there in Chicago. So you can see how the network forms. The Bilderberg world, the Bilderberg realm is a network. And these are some of the people that are directly and indirectly connected in that network. It's not just a matter of the Bilderberg group, 140 or so people meeting every year, about one-third from politics, about two-thirds from Europe, about one-third from North America. You know, there's royalty, media moguls, high-tech wizards, reporters that attend but don't report on it, so they're collaborating with rather than reporting on Bilderberg. Many of us have heard the story about the Bilderberg group, some big wigs, central bankers, and, you know, captains of industry here and there as well. But looking behind the curtain on the Bilderberg group and not obsessing too much just about their annual meeting is what I'm doing here, and their outlying network. Now, NewsGuard, that this Blue Heron Initiative is behind, as one of the main investors, and I've already described the Blue Haven Initiative. Make sure I get that right, Blue Haven Initiative. I don't want to say Blue Heron. It'd be a very easy thing to say. There's lots of things out there, including the bird named Blue Heron. It's crazy, I'll tell you. But now, the NewsGuard Board of Advisors, and you'd think you might see people that are a little bit less in the deep state than this, but what do we have? Anders Fogh Rasmussen, former NATO chief, former prime minister of Denmark, and now the founder, one of the founders of the Alliance of Democracies Foundation. The Alliance of Democracies Foundation. And who else is on the board of advisors of NewsGuard that's helping look out for that big bad alternative news out there that they want to label fake news? Retired General Michael Hayden. There's a big surprise. Former CIA chief, former NSA chief, and the former deputy director of the National Intelligence Agency. Former deputy director of the entire apparatus of national intelligence is advising NewsGuard, backed up by the globalist Pritzker family, one of the wealthiest families in the U.S., as noted. And your friend and mine, Tom Ridge, the original head of the brand new Department of Homeland Security under George W.'s administration in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist, as they call it, attacks. So this is a very interesting development here. Bearing with me just a moment, I'll share a little bit of who else is on the Board of Advisors. Now, they're careful to say that the Board of Advisors does not actually give a committee of staffers, which is a separate body that actually does the day-to-day work. The Board of Advisors say they don't give the staffers, who aren't really household names, they don't give them any direct input on who to tag, who to flag, who's considered good or bad news outlets. And the website, NewsGuard, you can actually go there and just input a news website, and they'll tell you fairly quickly whether they think it's legitimate according to their criteria. But here's the thing. It's probably true that this board of directors, which includes the former CIA head, Michael Hayden, does not give the staffers the direct input on who to flag. But they obviously set the framework, and that's how it works. The board of directors, the board of advisors, that is, let me get that right, the board of advisors, which includes Hayden and Anders Rasmussen and Tom Ridge, the board of advisors is going to set the framework. They're going to lay down the basic criteria, and then the staffers will operate within that framework. They might be given a little wiggle room, but that's how it works. And we also have Richard Stengel, former editor of Time Magazine and the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy under the Obama administration, is on the Board of Advisors, and Jimmy Wales, the co-founder of Wikipedia. So a very interesting group here. I'll be back with more on this, and then Laura Presley in the second half. Stay tuned.
Such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. audacity, strangers thumb them all. When the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity, charge the common ground.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And returning to Stop the Presses, your host, Mark Anderson, 24, April 2019. Continuing my analysis here of NewsGuard, I will note that here is the actual website, newsguardtech.com. That's NewsGuard, just like it sounds, T-E-C-H, newsguardtech.com. Others on the advisory board worth noting, Richard Sambrook, director of the Center for Journalism at Cardiff University, that's in Wales, I believe, former director of global news for the BBC, and they call NewsGuard's tags to rate media to make sure that you're not going to get polluted by the Republic Broadcastings or the truth hounds of the world. They call them nutrition labels, sort of their metaphor for labeling news that they think is good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. And Richard Sambrook, who was with Global News for the BBC, is offering the chief editorial guidance for NewsGuard's nutrition labels in terms of UK. Now, NewsGuard is much beyond the UK. They're American-based, as I noted, and they're basically going worldwide, and that's no surprise with the former head of the CIA, former head of the NSA, and former deputy director of national intelligence, General Michael Hayden, on board, who's also been involved with the neoconservative American Enterprise Institute. Without looking, I believe the Atlantic Council as well, some appearances there. And who else is of note? Elise Jordan, political analyst, NBC, and former speechwriter for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And another one, Don Baer, B-A-E-R, Don Baer, chairman of Burson, Cohn, and Wolf, which means he's a lawyer, and former White House communications director, the communications director under the Clinton administration. So this is a Clintonite, Obamaite, Bilderberg-connected, Chicago CFR-connected, big happy family here behind NewsGuard, who's on the lookout, on guard, to make sure we're not tainted by the alternative news of the world. Of course, the automatic assumption there is that only mainstream news is worth looking at. Now, a quick footnote on that before we bring Laura Presley on in the second half to talk about House Bill 2909, which will require a voting paper trail for electronic voting machines, a major step forward for election transparency and integrity and accuracy, HB 2909. She's going to give you the whole status report in the second half of today's show for the state legislature of Texas and Austin. Before I get into that, the second half, I want to mention also that I read where right now as well in Finland, CNN is collaborating with the government there. I believe that's how it's set up. At any rate, CNN reported on it. It seems like CNN was playing an auxiliary role, but there's a CNN report at the very least on the government of Finland actually schooling elementary age kids on what fake news is and what it isn't, and using internationalist, globalist criteria, much like the NewsGuard Board of Advisors is laying down for its staff, to determine for the Finnish kids what's news and what isn't in the government's eyes. And from everything I gathered, if it's not outright full-blown internationalist extremism and political correctness and this word inclusive, another Orwellian word, when you see the word inclusive, you can think automatically that someone else is going to be excluded. Inclusive means everyone but constitutionalist conservatives, everyone but those that believe in nationhood, pretty much everyone but Christians, except for the most mealy-mouthed, virtual, almost not quite kind of Christians. And so inclusive really means to exclude, just like when they say freedom of information or freedom of expression, they mean you're free to do anything you want except to stump or agitate for free expression for the constitutionalist, nationalist, populist side of things. That's excluded in their inclusive universe, of course. And the ties to the Global Cities Movement by the Pritzker family, that's a chief financier with Blue Haven Initiative. The Pritzkers founded that to back up this NewsGuard operation. Their forum on global cities, the Global Cities Movement, as we get into the bottom of the hour here, is, of course, a way of governance that I've described on this show. And that's to enlist the cities in a sort of rebellious movement to secede at least partially on a policy basis, on a decision-making basis from the very nations that they inhabit and operate along the lines of a global grid, a worldwide grid that incrementally becomes more and more independent of the nation state. So the cities network together to basically slowly secede from their national fold, their national inclusiveness. So they don't want to be included on that. They don't want to be inclusive in that way. They want to be very exclusive and actually be the new secessionists in a way, mutineers in a sense, to depart the overall nationhood that they're supposed to honor and national laws and to partner together and, yes, even make their own foreign policy. That was discussed at Chatham House, the parent of the New York CFR, and that was a year ago, February. Should cities have their own foreign policy? We'll be back with Laura Presley right after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to Stop the Presses, 24 May 2019, May 24, that is, going into Memorial Day weekend. And just as I had Terry Hall of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom on here recently to talk about key legislation to stop the tolling of our freeways so we don't go broke just going to work, I have another important legislative activist, this one, Laura Presley, Dr. Laura Presley of True Texas Elections LLC. She's an occasional guest host on this show, I'm glad to say. And she was on here in, I believe it was early March, late February, and I think once since then. And she's been talking about election integrity and transparency, so we can find out who our elected officials are, maybe for the first time. And that would be really interesting. If we get honest elections, maybe we'll know who they are. How are you doing, Laura?
Great, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me and talking about honest elections in our precious and beloved state of Texas.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. If we're going to remember these soldiers for Memorial Day weekend, let's at least be able to say we have honest elections, right?
Absolutely. So many of our military families and soldiers have sacrificed so much, and have to honor them with a real republic of laws and honest elections. So that's what we're here to talk about. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's give them something to defend, exactly. Instead of trying to change elections in other countries, let's make our own honest. Okay, HB 2909, let's cut right to the chase. We'll give background on True Texas elections in a few, but what's House Bill 2909 and what's the schedule?
Great point. So Mark, House Bill 2909 is a election integrity bill in the Texas House right now. It has passed the Senate at 28-3. It is a bipartisan, and embrace yourself for that. I mean, it's hard to get a bill that's completely bipartisan like this, but I'll tell you what, all parties, Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian, we all want honest and fair elections, and let the chips fall. And then if the bombs, we want to throw them out, we can. But right now, if you don't have honest elections, you cannot even throw the bombs out. So this bill, it was on deck last week. It is now in the House, and we are stuck at one place right now with Stephanie Click. She is a state representative. Stephanie Click in the Richardson area, in the North Texas area. And it's very interesting. I have an analogy of, you know, this bill is at her feet right now. She is the one controlling honest and verifiable elections in the state of Texas over the last, my gosh, Mark, over the last probably 18 years. There have been almost 200 counties in Texas out of the 254 that have not had a paper trail for elections. I mean, you know, we've had these electronic voting machines for early vote and election day, and we vote on those machines, and we push the button, we close our eyes, and we just trust. Well, trust is over. We want a verifiable paper trail for our elections, and this bill will ensure that. It passed the Senate 28-3. We've got some issues in the House, and we're asking all of your listeners who are, you know, some of the most brightest and educated, on the ball, not putting up with any BS listeners, and we're asking them to please call Stephanie Click's, Representative Stephanie Click's office, to concur on the Senate committee's changes, and have the bill up for a vote on the House. And we've got 3 days left, today, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have, you know, we're down to the wire. We likened this to, many of your listeners will remember, at least in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across Texas, in 1975, Roger Staubach threw a fabulous, what's called the Hail Mary pass to Drew Pearson in 1975 against the Minnesota Vikings. And what the Senate has done is also a Hail Mary for honest elections in Texas. And we're asking Representative Click to catch the ball, carry it over the goal, past the goalpost for us. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
What is Stephanie Click's number? We better get that phone number out there right now then.
Absolutely. 512-463-0599, and ask her office that you want honest elections in Texas. You want her to concur on the paper audit trail and bring the House Bill 2909 for a vote. Again, her number, 512-463-0599. And we have 2 to 3 days left in the session, and this is it. It's down to the wire. And we do have an opposition to these paper ballots. I mean, it's shocking. You know, it's harder to steal an election if you've got a paper trail. And you've got some people that don't want a paper trail in the state of Texas. And we have to get this on deck, ready for 2020, and secure our elections so that we know that who on election night is communicated as winning is the real person. And if it's not, we have candidates that will challenge and go back to that paper record and start asking some questions. Because now with that electronic voting, candidates are intimidated. They don't know how to challenge this electronic computer stuff. You know, I ran for city council in 2014, and we had the first electronic voting election contest in Texas, and we went all the way to the Texas Supreme Court, and we won that case. And the paper trail, what we've realized is candidates are intimidated by this electronic voting stuff. You know, my background's computer technology, but not everybody's is. And so the paper trail will prevent fraud, and then if it happens, it would allow candidates to use their common knowledge to go back and challenge and say, hey, 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 that's not right. We want to address this. So Stephanie Click is our gatekeeper right now.
Yeah, this is critical in the sense that it gives those candidates, and they're the ones that should be doing the challenging if it doesn't seem right in terms of the results, it gives the candidates something they can grab onto, something they can refer to. Without the paper trail, you seem to be saying that they'll go back into intimidation mode because there's nothing tangible for them to retrieve. And this puts something out there that they can say, now that we have this paper trail, I can point toward that. Those results don't seem right. My polling was much better before the election. How did I lose by a landslide or even, you know, by a modest amount? And now it gives them something they can reference.
That's right, Mark. And that's, and I tell you what, that electronic voting system that's been in the state for in over 200 counties has been just a detriment to Texas over the last 15 to 18 years. And I personally believe, after what everything I've seen around the state, I've been all over the state of Texas. I've given probably 300 presentations in the last 3.5 years, talking to counties, talking to voters. 90% of Texans want a paper trail, 90%, and candidates want it. And so exactly what you said, this electronic stuff is intimidating. Our intuition has said there's been a problem. Spiritually, we know there's an issue here, and this is the time and place. We need everybody on deck. This is it, especially getting ready for the 2020 election. You know, we know the kind of shenanigans that's going to be pulled on both sides. Because I tell you what, both sides have their hands dirty in this. Both parties have it. If we can ensure honest election,
Again, that number, ladies and gentlemen, 512-463-0599. Contact Stephanie Click, the representative. Stephanie Click, that's just like it sounds, right? C-L-I-C-K?
Actually, it's K-L-I-C-K.
Oh, it's K-L-I-C-K. And anyway, Stephanie Click.
Yeah,
512-463-0599. We'll give that number out more. But if there's a paper trail audit that's needed, ask her to concur on the Senate changes on HB 2909. And you're right, this is the Roger Staubach Hail Mary. He happened to be a Catholic guy. I read where his testimony was. The game wasn't going well. It was all or nothing. He just closed his eyes, said a Hail Mary, and let the football go. And Drew Pearson got it, and boom, they won.
And it's famous, man. I mean, that Hail Mary pass was the first one, and then he did it. And he did, and he prayed. And I'll tell you the other thing, Mark. We're asking all of our prayer warriors out there to pray for Stephanie Click and her courage. She's getting a lot of pressure to not do this, and we need to pray for her courage to enact paper trail for honest elections in Texas and allow the vote on the floor and let the chips fall. And so all of those out there who are listening that are prayer people, please, we need your prayers. We need them. This is the time. She needs to have our support. And she's a good lady. There's a lot going on right now, and this bill is at her feet. It is her decision, hers alone. And you know, I had somebody ask me, how on earth could it be that one person has so much control? And I'm like, well, you know, it took a long time to get to this place, and this is the system. They made an amendment to her bill. She has to agree or not agree, and that's within her purview. And we're sending up prayers to her for courage to do the right thing. That's what we're doing.
Well, the Senate vote of 28-3 is a pretty resounding endorsement. Certainly, if she needs a little encouragement, that's one source of encouragement. But as you say, there is pressure, as is not surprising, because, first of all, there's an irony there that I can't help but see. You have a purportedly elected legislature voting on how to elect a legislature.
You got it.
Voting on how people like them will get elected. So the question is as they operate as a nominally or allegedly or virtually elected legislature right now, and they're elected with a degree of public trust, the trust has been placed in them via the electronic ballot box, however honest it may be, and will they take that trust they do have and actually show that they honor that trust and make the elections that help elect them honest, and therefore help elect 38 people that Texas sends to Washington for the U.S. House. That's a big footprint in Washington. And this is going to ripple out. I mean, what is the rippling effect if this passes, and I pray and hope and believe it will in the House? What is the rippling effect if this is signed by the governor on the whole nation? What do you think might be the rippling effect?
It's huge, Mark. You know, I had not really considered that. I focus a lot on local and state level elections, but you're correct. I had not considered that. You know, we've had a couple of criminal complaints to the Attorney General of Texas on some issues, and I can't talk about it because they are active criminal complaints. But one of the races that we had evidence in was a congressional race in Texas. And so, yes, the congressional impact, the state, the local, the commissioner's courts, the city councils, your municipal districts, your school boards. I mean, the crazy stuff that's going on with our schools these days. You know, we have to know that the people's will is being administered and honored. And right now, we cannot say that. There's no backup for these elections in 200 counties out of 254. And imagine the impact that maybe we're not going to get this crazy stuff that we see right now. It's like crazy land. It's just shocking. And so the people's will, my position is the people's will is not being honored and being represented. But with a paper trail, you're going to cut down on a lot of fraud. Still going to have some, no question, but at least a paper trail, you can go figure it out. The normal person and normal lawyer can figure it out without some computer expert in the background and a judge, you know, having to agree to giving you some memory cards or some software. The paper trail is where the rubber meets the road. So if you're listeners, we need two things. We need prayers, and we need them to call and offer their support. Stephanie Click, Representative Click.
Very interesting. You know, the electronic voting machines, as a quick national footnote, are used in the better part of the 3,200 or so counties in the entire nation. And from three main vendors now, Hart, ESNS, and Premier, if memory serves, three vendors with machines counting votes in virtually all the 3,200 or so counties, counting at least, I think it's 95% of the vote or better. So the implications here, ladies and gentlemen, are absolutely monumental.
They are. You've got, like you said, you've got congressional races, you have presidential, you've got the state races. And I mean, mark my words, Mark Anderson, that Texas is going to break the tie for the presidential election. You know, I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, but both sides are having issues. Both sides are doing some funny business. But I believe that Texas is going to make the decision on the Trump election in 2020. I firmly believe it. I feel it. I see it. And that's why we have to act today. You can't just get to the 2020 November elections and say, well, now I'm going to pray. Well, no, let's pray now, because we have exactly the moment in time, and this is it. So we need action. We need Representative Click to have the courage, stand up to all the forces that she's dealing with. But I'll tell you what, the power of truth will win the day. And I'm confident of that. We just, as humans, we just have to stand up. And I'm asking your listeners to please do that.
Yes, absolutely. 512-463-0599. That's 512-463-0599. Maybe we'll share an email for Stephanie Click if you happen to have it handy. Laura, before the end of the show, we've got about 9 minutes left.
Yeah, I can give you the email. I can give you the email if you want.
If it's right there, go ahead.
Yeah, Stephanie, Stephanie, dot K-L-I-C-K at house.texas.gov, G-O-V.
At house.texas. Is Texas spelled out?
It's spelled out. Dot gov, G-O-V.
So Stephanie.click, K-L-I-C-K, at house.texas.gov.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know for myself, of course. As soon as I'm done with the show, I'll be contacting her office. And I already contacted my local rep, Armando Martinez, the state rep for down here in the valley in Weslaco, Texas, this morning on this bill. I would encourage everyone also to contact their local rep for the Texas legislature as well. Now, I'm almost afraid to ask, and you can say we'll talk about it later, or you can act like your phone's not working, Laura, whatever you want to do. Where's the governor on this? Because Governor Abbott has to sign the bill. Where's he at on this? Can we talk about that?
Yes, it's a good question. We're not sure what he's going to do. He did do some work last session on election integrity, and it mostly was on ballot by mail fraud. But here's the deal, Mark. Ballot by mail fraud it happens, and it's important, but it's about 6 to 10% of the vote. When you talk about 90% of the vote being cast on these electronic voting machines, now we're talking some big hitter numbers on what can change an election. So Abbott is watching this closely, and we're going to be putting pressure on him to sign the bill going forward once it gets out of the House and it goes up to his desk. So we're hoping that he's going to consider this just as important as he did the mail-in fraud, because in our eyes, it's the bigger fish. So we'll see. It's you know, the jury's out on that.
That it stands to reason, then, that listeners should also call Abbott's office, because if he gets some calls in favor of the bill, he would be like any politician with a finger in the wind, let's admit it, a bit of a weather vane at times. He would be more inclined to approve it.
That's right. But right now we want to focus on Ms. Click. We want to focus on her. We can deal with Greg Abbott later. You're exactly right. So you're kind of down. You're at the end of the movie, Mark. You're always, you know, a million steps ahead of everybody. But let's deal with Greg Abbott later. Let's focus on Representative Click, praying for her, giving her the courage, giving her the backing, giving her the cover to do the right thing.
Absolutely. This is monumental, providential timing really here. You know, it's long bothered me since I've spoken with Vote Rescue, Vicky Karp, and others, yeah. Karen Rennick, her partner for many years. Then I got to know you, Laura. It's really disturbed me as a reporter over the years when I talk about Congress and this or that bill. I've covered Capitol Hill in person probably 15, 20 times. And it's always bothered me in the back of my mind, what if a lot of these people on this House or Senate floor here in Washington or in Austin, where I spend a little time, what if a lot of them are not even duly or honestly elected, and they were brought in under some sort of legerdemain, some sort of sleight of hand, some sort of fixing or rigging that they may be witting of or unwitting of, you know, with all the intrigue these days in the background, the man behind the curtain, as they say. And that's always just kind of gnawed away at me. You know, if we don't have a legitimately elected legislature, what's the point of even reporting on their bills?
You're exactly right. It changes everything, Mark. when you realize that there's a potential, and probably a high potential, that these people were not elected, but they were selected by somebody else. And they were probably selected because of their cowardice, or because they can be blackmailed, or they're just not strong, okay? Their backbones just are not made of really good material, right? Their character is not there. So you're exactly right. It changes everything when you realize they were selected instead of voted in by us. Changes the whole dynamics.
Right, and I'll admit I stole that little quip earlier from Vicky Karp. She goes, imagine if we solved this problem, we'd actually know who our real leaders are for the first time. You know, humorous irony to it, you know. Like, wow, you're right. My congressman? Whoa, you know, that's interesting. You know, yeah. We'd actually get people cut from a little bit different cloth. They all wouldn't be yes men and yes women and sycophants, you know.
That's right. You got it. And you know, my concern right now is the people winning the vote might not have won the count. And so that's why we've got to have a paper trail so that we can verify the count that we're being told by these election officials at the end of the night. And they tell us to all go back to sleep. No. The candidates now have a resource to go back to. And that's what we want for Texas.
Yeah, and it's not too much to ask. And we've only got a couple minutes left, but either who are the opponents, or if you don't want to name them, what is their argument against this? Who would argue against this? Because it would, to me, you'd look bad if you're going, election integrity, we can't be having integrity around here. You know, who would argue against this? It's almost like, you know, arguing against fresh salad rather than stale salad. I mean, really? I mean, I can't believe anybody. What would their argument even be?
Wow, Mark, that is, you know, that really leaves me scratching my head. The opponents of this are mostly coming out of Harris County, Houston, Texas.
Yes. Right.
That's where it's coming out of. And there's a vendor down there who has a voting machine that has a paper trail, but it's not their main product that they sell. It's a backup kind of cobbled together system that got certified late because they realized that the trend across the state was to have a paper trail. Well, years ago, they did not really plan that the market would turn to a paper backup. Well, they chose poorly 6 or 7 years ago when they were doing their R&D and development for their new generation equipment. And so they're the most, it makes sense, right? They're the most, are the loudest. They've got, their customers are the loudest. And so that's the issue. It really boils down, in my opinion, and what I see from the evidence that I see, it comes down to money. And this other vendor didn't choose poorly 7 or 8 years ago when they did their R&D and decided which way to take their business. Well, that's not my problem.
Yeah, very interesting. And Bush country, you might say, the very heavily populated Harris County, I'm not surprised. But we're winding up today. Thanks for being on the show, Laura. Again, that's 512-463-0599, ladies and gentlemen, 512-463-0599. The number and the email address to Stephanie Click will be on the description for the archive for today's show. Thanks, Laura, for being on.
Bless you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, be safe out there. And we'll see everybody next time after Memorial Day here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic.